Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home that were just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm very impressed with today's guest and looking forward to bringing her on the show. Rebecca Binney spearheads diverse forward-thinking communication initiatives as Rayco Media's Director of Marketing and Public Relations, incorporating Web3 technology into marketing and PR strategies for nonprofit organizations and new ventures. Rayco Media, which Rebecca co-founded in 2021, landed on PR Weekly's coveted agency business report within its first year of business. Rebecca's trailblazing work in on-demand streaming licensing and technology permanently changed the way the world enjoys entertainment at home and on the go. Today, she advises on mixed reality solutions and is instrumental in pivoting brands with technology. Rebecca's work with Rayco Media has helped not-for-profits raise funds through cryptocurrency, NFTs, and Web3 platforms to provide financial aid for domestic violence survivors. She also advocates for diversity and inclusion efforts and empowers other businesswomen. And I just love that. And I'm so excited to be bringing you here to Word of Mom Radio. So, Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dori.
It is my pleasure. I would love for you to take us on your journey that led you to co-founding Rayco Media.
I started off 2 decades ago as a single mother, having to watch 2 young children and realizing that I didn't want to leave them with a nanny. And so I completely pivoted my marketing business into a remote position where I could still, you know, service my clients, provide the PR and marketing support, and then have to feed the little ones at the same table that my computer is on. And that has been the starting of my journey down this path of that led me to Rayco Media. Rayco Media was founded because we found that while there are a lot of marketing and creative agencies around, a lot of them have standard packaging solutions for every client, but no 2 clients are the same. They don't need the same solution. They don't need, you know, cookie cutter campaigns where they throw money into tactics and tools that don't really yield any results. And so Rayco really is here to tailor solutions to help grow businesses, but also with the philanthropic arm of Rayco, we do help nonprofits grow in the metaverse and on Web3 to tap technology, raise more funds, and help more victims.
How for you, as a single mom, as trying to do this, how did you find community support, family support? What were your resources, Rebecca?
When I started, my resources was none. I'm from Singapore. I have no family in Los Angeles. I'm the only one. So when I had to become a single mother, it was tough. It was really hard. You know, you have to figure out how to make the money while watching very young kids. You have to figure out, you know, how to make dinner while you're on a phone call. Who's going to watch the kids if you have to run out? There's almost no time to get nails done. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot going on. It's not easy. Community support is definitely important through the local, you know, community in the schools, the moms in the schools. I actually started volunteering since my son was in PK as room parent, and that put me among all the other parents who could be there in the classroom. And that's how you start fostering these relationships where, you know, I need a quick 15 minutes. Could you just grab my child from, you know, schoolyard? And those have become some of my really close friends for the last 10 years. And I think it's important to be able to extend back that help, but also to be able to accept the help, right? A lot of times we want to help others, but we don't really feel like others should be helping us. So it's important to, you know, admit it when you need some help. And I think community is the most important aspect.
How did you, you know, it's kind of hard when you are your own boss. How'd you work in that maternity leave and childcare costs and all of those other things into your bottom line?
You juggle, right? You make things work. You are thankful for what you're given and you work within it. I'm very grateful, even though we struggled in the beginning. You know, I had $500 in my bank when I had to leave. And it wasn't easy, but you make things work. And if you cannot afford this, you cannot afford this. You know, the kids are raised to know that if this is what I put on the table, this is all I can provide. And they're very happy and very grateful children. And it makes my life a lot easier being the mother and then having to factor everything else in while building my own business, which doesn't give me a nice W-2 or, you know, a straight paycheck, right? So you make it work.
Do you have clients that expect you to work like you don't have kids?
Yeah, and my kids expect me to mother like I don't have a job. Yes. You know, some clients, surprisingly, a lot of the clients are very understanding. I'm pretty open about what I am and my situation or what my, you know, what my background, where I'm from. And a lot of clients respect it. You know, after five, they don't text, they don't email. There are clients who, I mean, there always will be, right? Some more other demanding people who think that, you know, I need it now and I don't care what's going on in your life. But, you know, but one thing that Rico does do is like we hire a lot of women and mothers and we value them. And if, you know, you've got to grab your kid because they're sick at school, then you go grab your kid and I'll cover you, you know? We try to be very compassionate and understanding towards the other women in the company. So we are women founded. And women, you know, so it's important that we, you know, we practice what we preach. So.
Without a doubt, more and more women, it's so important to us. It's one of the reasons Word of Mom Radio began was for women to empower other women, to encourage other women. We're not our competition. You know, we
right.
are our best support systems. So I love that you are employing women. And I love that you are working with not-for-profits that are providing financial aid for domestic violence survivors.
Absolutely.
Because again, as we, you know, let's face it, not that men aren't occasionally abused, but most of the victims are women and their children. And,
yes.
You know, the resources, we don't have the community support that we should.
No, unfortunately, you know, 9 years ago, there were no resources. There were no beds and shelters for me and my kids. When we left, we had to go to a motel. So that was the starting point when I realized how little we really give to those who need it, especially if it's a dire circumstance when it's life or death and they're trying to flee their abusers. And I think it's important, you know, I believe in paying it forward. When I needed help, there were people who helped. There were people who, you know, gave me the opportunity, the clients in the beginning who were willing to work with my schedule and my two little kids in the background on the phone. And so now that I'm able to, I think that it's important to remember and be grateful and pay it forward so that we can help other people who are once in the situation. And with the, you know, with hiring moms and women, if we want to fight the oppression and whatever has been happening, it is important for women, even mothers, to be able to earn, you know, it doesn't matter how much, but to be able to be independent somewhat. So knock on wood, anything happens, you've got yourself, your own back. And I think that in the workplace, there are more companies who can look at that and try to, you know, not look at women and mothers like, oh, they won't be able to do the job because of the kids, but give them an opportunity because they are hardworking women out there and they're really good at what they do. So,
without a doubt. And, you know, you said it before, it's juggling. It's every once in a while people talk about, you know, the balance between, there's no balance. It is juggling and you're throwing 15 balls in the air while you're on a unicycle. You want to talk
but
about balance.
Yeah, but that's why women can do it, because we were built that. We were built this greatly and this well to be able to manage and to be able to juggle. You try getting anybody else to do it, and you know, it's not going to happen. We're mothers for a reason.
I always joke that multitasking goes back to caveman days, because think about it. men had to focus on one task. You're out there getting the food can kill you. So, you know, they had to really just focus where here's mom trying to keep the cave clean, trying to sew the clothes, trying to cook, trying to keep the kids from falling in fire once there's fire, you know, all of these things, trying to stop them from writing on the walls and things. So moms, you know, from the beginning of our evolution, we have always been the ones. So it's only natural that, yeah, sure, 50 things, absolutely, 51, not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How have you managed to create diversity in your business?
First and foremost, it's, you know, giving mothers, especially women and mothers, a chance. You know, we don't hire by looking at your gender. We don't. We never do that. We never hire by looking at your skin color or your age. You know, it's if one resume is as qualified as the next, it just depends on your ability to time manage, to be a leader, to fit into the, you know, be aligned with the company's goals. It does not matter who you are and what you are. That is the number one factor at Reiko Media. You know, we, all our clients too, we implement diversity programs for our clients. And we love encouraging corporate social responsibility. It's so important to try to make sure that inclusion takes place in every path of our life, you know, every step of the way. And one thing that's great about how we incorporate Web3 is Web3 gives you the opportunity to be diversified, to include the ones who have once been oppressed and ostracized from Web2, which is the social media platforms and, you know, online and on the internet, and how they attack different races and different minority groups. And Web3 is so transparent, it does not have room for that. And that's why we believe in leveraging that technology at this point.
For those who haven't heard of Web3 technology, explain what that is, please.
Web3 is sort of this third phase of the internet. You know, we started off with just a computer and a download of information. And then we went to Web2, which is more interactive, the social media era. And now it's more immersive, where people can, you know, instead of just being on Zoom or on a screen, you go into virtual augmented reality and you interact and you can collaborate. But you're really immersed in the environment, almost as if you're really there. And in this space, there's so many other things that can happen, like NFTs can hold smart contracts. Everything happens on the blockchain. And I know this is all just jargon that I'm throwing out there, but what it really means is the blockchain allows for transparency.
Mm-hmm.
It is more authentic. There's no hidden, you know, you can't hide anything on the blockchain. So everybody needs to remember that now everybody knows what you're doing, where this is going, who's saving what contracts are being saved on the blockchain. So, you know, you cannot really, like, now we can hide in little file cabinets in the office, but on Web3, you just can't. You know, it's all, everybody can see everything. So it's important to try to learn about it, because at some point we'll have no choice but to go into virtual reality. And, you know, if you want to buy a pair of shoes, you try it in the metaverse as opposed to trying in a store here. You know, so it's a different world. It's hard to grasp. It's a different world, but a lot of companies can really utilize it. For instance, meetings. Imagine if I could now, like, touch your hand while I'm explaining this, and you know what I mean? Like, so it's more personal. That's what the metaverse does.
Fascinating. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. Think about that. So cool. And we will be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio. Suit up, Connecticut campers, and join the bravest pack of pups around for the Paw Patrol experience only at Camp in Norwalk. Camp Stores has teamed up with Spin Master Entertainment to create a fully immersive themed experience of Paw Patrol. Designed for young families, Paw Patrol Camp features a series of interactive family challenges, fun skill-based activities, and theme-based crafts and theater programming for kids of all ages. Go to camp.com/the-paw-patrol-experience for tickets. She is brave, she is bold, she is you, and we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story, because when you win, we all win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag so you know you come home safely. So check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag. We're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Rebecca Binney from Rayco Media. You know, I tell you, I'm 17 in my soul, and then every once in a while I hear stuff, and it's like, man, I'm an old lady. Because, you know, I came from back in the dot-com dial-up days, where my webmaster and I would do the collateral material. She would do the programming. We would load up a page. If it was just text, we could do 2. If it had graphics, 1 page at 8 o'clock at night. And then I'd drop the kids off at school in the morning, come to the office. We worked from home and we shared depending on whose house we were going to. And we would keep our fingers crossed that it had already, that it had uploaded. And then heaven forbid, there was a mistake. Now, I mean, you guys have no idea how easy it is you have it. You know, having a problem with my kid, let me Google it. There was none of that. You had a problem. You picked up the phone. You called a mom. Help. How do I do this? So it's remarkable that it is now the next level where you said where we could be having a conversation, actually reach out and touch each other. I can't imagine trying on shoes in an augmented reality situation, but I want to try.
Why not, right? It's the experience. It's all about the experience and, you know. It does a difference. You can actually emotionally feel it when you're in there. It's a great thing.
For you, how did you figure out what your strengths are, Rebecca?
Interesting question. So I always knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. I've always had that dream of starting and growing. And the main thing about why I thought that was I believe that as an entrepreneur, we have a responsibility to give back. It's not, I don't believe that we should be growing companies just to, you know, have huge houses and huge dining tables and huge yards. I think that there's a way that being an entrepreneur, it allows you, it gives you more room to be able to contribute back to society in, or the environment or in ways where if you had a 9-to-5, you won't be able to. You know, you have a lot more control over the company and the goals and how you can help. How I figured out my strengths was from very early when I first did on-demand streaming. I was thrown, I'm not from a technology background. I'm a communications major. And I was thrown into a server farm in San Jose at 21 years old. And it was just racks and racks of servers. You know, I had to look at the diagram and try to figure it out. And I realized that maybe I'm not a technical person, and but I'm also not a 9-to-5 person. What I can do is merge technology with my communication skills to grow companies faster, to grow nonprofits faster. And I think that, you know, big picture eye that I have in merging these different aspects in business, you know, I quickly learned that that was something that I was able to do, and that's what I'm doing now.
How have you figured out how to delegate, protect your time, incorporate all of this?
Yes.
Juggling, delegation is a wonderful thing.
It is beautiful. And the problem with being a mother is we want to do everything. I want to pack the lunches. I want to go on the field trip. I want to pick up from school. I want to watch all the sports and the swim lessons. And then I need to do everything in the business and then come home and cook. But I did it, and that's how I juggled, and that's what I did for a while. And I realized it was no longer efficient. And I think delegation frees us up. As a woman and a mother, I think it's very important that we also leave that time for self-care. Go get the manicure, go get the pedicure, go get your hair done, but you can't do that unless you delegate. There is no way. And that's what I do now, is I know when I need to do something and when I can actually have someone. People also like feeling important. They like feeling like they can help you. And I think that's part of the delegation, you know, process.
How have you found the resources and support and things that you need to do, that you needed?
A lot of networking. I'm in the community. Wherever I move, I'm in the community a lot. It could be church, it could be school, it could be work, it could be a chamber, meetup group. I'm always networking. I'm always listening. I listen to the neighbors, I listen to the parents, I listen to coworkers. And, you know, I try to find areas. I'm an opportunist. I find, oh, I know you need a little bit more money. Another single mother needs money, cannot get a job, you know. I try to find ways and means to sort of integrate my whole system, you know, so that when I need something, I know I can call on somebody, they can call on me. You know, if I have an event and I need temp staff, you know, I know I can go to somebody for it. I think it's a process, but I think you need to be in the community. You need to put yourself out there. People need to know that, you know, that you need, that you're there, and you can help them and they can help you.
You know, when we start a business, when we first start a business, we're going to take any client we can. Are you at that point now that you now select the people that you really want to work with?
Rico Media really screens all clients that come through the door. We are very selective with our clients. We do first and foremost focus on the nonprofits. We want to support clients who have these good cause initiatives. We love to grow entrepreneurs and small businesses, and that's really important. Of course, women-owned businesses, you know, we want to support the women. And I think it's important that we do screen them and make sure that our goals are aligned, so that we're not just, you know, just, we're not doing it just for the money.
It's a great thing when you build your business to that place.
I think so too.
You know?
It's important. It's so important because you need to feel good about who you represent. You need to feel, you know, you need to trust that you're doing what your soul feels best. So you're not, you know, it's not a conflict of interest or conflict on your own values, I think.
Well, and especially when you're doing public relations work for someone and a company or an organization, whatever, you want to have, if you don't have that click, how do you really get other people excited if you try to make yourself excited just trying to promote them?
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to tell when a PR person is just doing it for the sake of doing it, you know? But when you can really vouch for a business and go, and you're all in and you can describe it and really brag about it from the bottom of your heart, that's what's worth it, you know?
What would you like to say to that mom out there who's listening, who's thinking about starting a business or has a business and is kind of just stuck and doesn't know where to move on to or how to get that next level? What do you want to share with her?
Have faith in yourself. Trust your abilities. Mothers have instincts beyond anyone else I know. It's amazing how, you know, our gut instincts are so true. A lot of times, because of the mothering, we doubt ourselves. Don't do that. You know, that's a little voice that keeps praying in your head. It's ridiculous. Cancel it out. Take it away. Believe in yourself. If you're struggling, you have to look inside and find out why. You know, it could be you're juggling too much. It could be you're not delegating enough. There's so many reasons to it. It could be maybe you're in the wrong business. You're not passionate about it. It feels like you're dragging your feet. There's always a reason. But a lot of these reasons happen because we doubt ourselves. And you just have to believe in yourself. If you're really on the fence, should I start the business, not go for it. Take the, you know, do your calculations, do your research, and then jump. Because if you don't jump now, the kids get heavier and heavier as they grow older, and it gets harder to jump, you know? It's harder to jump with all the kids. But I always say, you know, there's never, if you wait for the right time, you'll be waiting forever. So just do it. If you fail, that's okay. I failed so many times. But, you know, I always say you either succeed or you learn.
You know what? We say that all the time. It's not you win or you lose. You win or you learn.
Yeah.
You really
do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, for you, who you are a recipient of the Business Elite Award 40 Under 40 in 22. So, you know what? You're doing a great job. Kudos
Thank you.
To you. Really, kudos to you. So as we're wrapping up, Rebecca, what do you want to leave our listeners with, and how may they reach out to you?
I want to leave the listeners with a lot of love, a lot of big hugs. I'm a hugger. And I think at the end of the day, we all deserve it. And you can always find me on rachelmedia.net.
All of Rebecca's links are going to be live on social media, both her links and Rayco's links. And I really encourage you to reach out, because why not? You know, it's great to just keep networking and getting to know each other and sharing and promoting. It's what it's all about. It really is. So Rebecca, thank you so much for coming and sharing your work with us. Keep up the amazing work at
Thank you,
Rayco Media. I mean, really, very, very impressed with you
Thank
and what you.
You
were doing and your commitment to diversity and making a difference. I really applaud that. So again, thank you so much for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And for all of you tuning in, we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you,
sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz, powerful. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is sure.
Sure.
She is sure.